Time for FitLife Today, I'm Jimmy Page. Are any of you confused by all the contradictory information out there about your health? Every single day there's new information about what's good for you and what isn't. And depending on what expert you listen to, you can get several different answers. Well, in Proverbs 14:12, we're told that there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. I don't know about you, but I want the road that leads to life. And the Bible shows us that path. So here are two biblical principles that lead to life. Number one, eat what God specifically created for food. In Daniel 1, Daniel and his friends enjoyed abundant health when they ate fresh vegetables, fruit, grains, and seeds. They didn't eat any of the rich foods or wine from the king's table. And a lot of the processed food we eat isn't created by God for food. Number two, don't use freedom with food as an opportunity to indulge or satisfy the flesh. Since Jesus declared that all foods are clean, we often use that as permission to eat anything we want. But we shouldn't use our freedom to indulge the flesh. Using food to meet an emotional need or out-of-control craving is out of bounds. But base your decisions with food on biblical truth. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. Fit Life Today is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. To listen to or download FitLife Today, visit fcahealthandfitness.org.